Alrighty, y'all, welcome back to another episode of Johnny's Texas Talk, your home for all things Longhorn football. And yeah, whether you're watching at work or on your way to doing something else, I appreciate you guys for being here. I will say, yesterday's loss was definitely a tough one. Texas goes on the road to Athens and came home with a 35-10 loss against Georgia. There's definitely a lot to unpack. We can see what went wrong, where the cracks showed up on both offense and defense, and then what we can do going forward against another SEC matchup against Arkansas. But yeah, as always, let's get into it. To kind of kick things off, like we know how the box score goes, 35-10 definitely was an interesting one on all fronts. From the beginning of the game, it definitely felt like Georgia controlled the pace, physicality, and was really executing on multiple areas of attack, which I think is very interesting for sure. As far as box score goes, though, Texas had in total yards 274 versus Georgia's 357, passing yards 251 to Georgia's 229, rushing yards 23 to Georgia's 128, yards per play 4.6 to Georgia's 5.6, first downs 15 to Georgia's 21, third downs 2 of 12, 17% versus Georgia's 4 of 11. Time of possession was 24 minutes and 51 seconds. Georgia's was 35:09. In penalties, Texas had 9 for 68 yards versus Georgia had 1 for 15 yards. No sugarcoating it, every single one of those statistical lines, Georgia was out executing us, and quite frankly, they deserved to win. You know, when that was the type of performance, for sure, it would have taken, you know, a pretty large discrepancy in the turnover battle for that to be the case. With that being said, to kind of kick this off, we always want to talk about the quarterback position. Arch finished with a completion percentage of 62%. He had one touchdown and then one interception for 251 yards. He was sacked 3 times and was negative rushing on the day, which was definitely something that we felt for sure. It felt like throughout the game, Georgia was able to get more pressure with less, and ultimately kind of interrupting the rhythm that we had offensively, especially once we got off script, which I definitely don't think put ourselves in a position to have a lot of success. It felt like earlier in the game, we had a pretty strong first drive, but Georgia was essentially having us churn out an additional play, an additional play, an additional play. And, you know, when we were able to get into the red zone, and that one interception that Arch Manning had was on Georgia's end of the field, you know, when that ended up happening, it did feel that there was a momentum flip for sure. And then in addition to that, of course, with Georgia's onside kick attempt, that definitely didn't help either. With that being said, our run game, it felt we were doing strong earlier, but later in the game, it didn't feel like we were able to come up with much. Only coming up with so many yards on that end of the field was definitely tough. And then there were some pretty strong performances out of our wide receiver group. It did feel that DeAndre Moore was probably our offensive player of the game with 5 receptions for 75 yards. But unfortunately, it didn't feel like we were really able to convert much, especially in the red zone, with our one passing touchdown being with Ryan Wingo as well, which, although had a pretty strong performance coming back from injury, did have some key drops that didn't allow us to essentially convert in big spots. Going forward, though, I'm still waiting on one of our wide receivers to essentially emerge as the number one of the group. With that being said, I do feel like we're able to spread the ball pretty consistently. I just I don't really know what the next steps are going to look like for this team. As a whole, like from a logistics perspective, outside of the game, it did feel like heading into last night, there was a sense that we were in control of our own destiny in terms of making the playoff and stuff like that. Even during the game, they ended up showing the statistic of if this was a loss, we would probably drop down to 26% to make the playoff. With that being said, it's definitely still a possibility. It's not completely out of the realm. But there are definitely things that need to go our way in order for that to happen. Now, we still do have two big SEC matchups heading up. If those end up being dominant performances and we have some people in front of us that end up taking home a loss, that could be a pretty good spot for us too. But that is going to be the overall big picture of what's next. As far as the defense goes, it did feel like we were earlier in the game holding our front down, but once we were giving up explosive plays in the secondary, it did kind of feel like that was going to be something that was a struggle for sure. This was the first game that we actually had no players that were like out with injuries, which I had thought would kind of equate to us having pretty strong chemistry. With that being said, I actually don't feel like that executed the way that I wanted it to. In fairness, you know, I think the expectation was that everyone was going to come back off the bye week. Everyone's going to be healthy. We're going to show up really strong and cohesive and on the same page. But it did feel like at certain parts or in certain places in the secondary and at both levels that there were some gaps that were missed for sure. And yeah, Georgia definitely looked like the better team, which is pretty disappointing to say. It does still feel that we are not necessarily reaching where we want to or at a national championship level, which is tough. But that's going to be how I would probably describe it as a whole. It did feel like at each level of the game or even in each four quarters that Georgia just outplayed us. And unfortunately, it sucks to say. But there definitely was a talent and execution gap on the field, and it was visible for sure. Now, heading into next week, one of the things that we definitely need to do is just gain offensive momentum early against Arkansas this week. It's not necessarily going to be the same type of roster as what Georgia has, but this is a time for us to, you know, have a short memory and focus on what we can control. With that being said, it does kind of start with offensive momentum, and then from there our defense essentially needs to show how talented they really are. Of course, we have some players that are making you know, huge plays. Colin Simmons, Anthony Hill were making huge plays yesterday, but unfortunately they can't do it alone. And what that does look like is if they get pressure or if they're essentially dropping in on a blitz or something along the lines there, someone needs to hold the edge. And then our secondary really needs to be in positions of where they can come up with explosive plays too. But yeah, that would be something that I would say could definitely be a focus on. And then as a whole, we are constantly talking about this penalty thing with this team. 9 penalties for 68 yards, although is not actually as bad as what we have seen in the past. It's definitely not going to be what a national championship team looks like. And Georgia showed 1 penalty for 15 yards. That's a huge difference. And when we're giving up 50 yards, just in penalties right off the bat, we really can't expect to win the game. Player to watch against Arkansas this week, DeAndre Moore. Last week, or yesterday, he had 5 catches for 70 yards. It was averaging 15 yards a catch. One of the things that I'd be interested to see on is how we end up getting him the ball in with explosive plays, not just in long yard situations. And that'll be something to kind of keep an eye out for there too. But yeah, that's kind of a wrap for this episode of Johnny's Texas Talk. Tough loss. No way to dress it up. And going forward, this is going to be something that we're going to have to learn from for sure. Especially when we're talking about these huge SEC matchups. But we still have some hope heading into the postseason, or with the possibility of that being something that exists for us. We got Arkansas and then A&M coming up. And there's some choice for us to essentially take control of our own destiny here. But yeah, that's what I got here for y'all tonight. Just let me know if, you have anything you want to talk about going forward too. As always, there's nothing better than some Longhorn football, but it always is better when we win.